Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Malaria is a devastating and often fatal disease carried by the mosquito. Malaria imposes enormous human suffering and economic costs on many poor countries. The methods of controlling and treating the disease are well known and include indoor residual spraying of insecticides. The insecticide called DDT revolutionized our attack on the mosquito in the middle of the 20th century because it was cheap, easy to use, long-lasting, and did the job. Then came Rachel Carson's book, The Silent Spring, published in 1962. Carson's book created a worldwide scare about DDT. She claimed it was having a devastating impact on wildlife and human health. But by 1972, it was clear that much of the so-called scientific basis for the DDT ban contained in her book was either wrong or exaggerated, and the 1972 edition of her book admitted as much. No study has been able to link the use of DDT with any negative human health impact, even though sprayers work with the chemical many hours a day. DDT's effectiveness against malaria has been dramatically demonstrated and is really beyond dispute. DDT has not only saved lives and prevented debilitating illness, it has laid a more stable foundation for development and wealth creation in malaria areas of Africa and Asia. When DDT is banned, malaria infection and death rates rise precipitously. Despite the obvious value of DDT in saving lives, ongoing environmentalist campaigns continue to oppose its use, indeed oppose any sort of indoor spraying. Despite the obvious value of DDT in saving lives, environmentalist groups continue to oppose its use. There are alternatives to DDT, but they're less effective and more expensive. The United States can afford alternatives, but poor countries where tens of thousands of people die every year from malaria cannot.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he's objective, he objects to everything, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and again, Jeff, let me congratulate you on the good job that you did in my absence. And really, you know, program we did from, oh my gosh, isn't that terrible?
KBHB.
KBHB. Sorry, guys.
It's all right. I forget my wife's name sometimes.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Angie. I don't forget her. But anyway, we really, really enjoyed visiting with the folks there at KBHB because they did a lot of good things, and it was one of the nicest radio affiliate broadcasts I've ever done, really. I mean, the facilities were just like they are in here, except a little fancier, a little nicer. And they had a refrigerator there and some other things that are nice to have around while you're broadcasting. But anyway, it was great, and I appreciate everything that Gary Matthews and our friends there at KBHB did for us. Now, I spoke, but before I get to that, let me say that today is President's Day. We'll get to the Bull Day here in just a moment or two, but today is President's Day. And on the way into town this morning, I was listening to Charles Osgood, and he was discussing a survey of adults on American presidents. Now, I was driving and taking notes, doing all these things at the same time, so I don't have the total details here, but I have the gist of the program. And of the adults that were surveyed as to the who the best presidents or the greatest presidents here in the United States have been, of course, this is George Washington's birthday, and at least that's the day we're celebrating. I don't think he was born until the 22nd, wasn't he? But Mama Washington doesn't care anymore if you move his birthday a little bit. I mean, she would have cared, you know, that many years ago when she was in labor. But we had Georgie born on the 22nd of February. Isn't that George Washington's birthday, Jeff? I think it is. But anyhow, we're celebrating it today. But George Washington is no longer the father of our nation, not according to the general public when they are surveyed. According to what Charles Osgood said this morning, and he discussed his survey of adults on the American presidents and who is the most important president, Abe Lincoln was number one. I'm surprised at that. I am very much surprised that Abe Lincoln was number one. They didn't do a lot of surveying in the South, I don't think. But anyhow, followed by Ronald Reagan, FDR, and then I missed the next couple of two. I was taking notes, but Bush and Bill Clinton were above George Washington. George Washington was seventh, and above him was George Bush and Bill Clinton as the most popular, the greatest presidents that this nation has ever had. And you know, you wonder how, why could people come up with this sort of, with these sort of ideas? Well, I can tell you why. Because the people surveyed today, adults can be anybody over, I guess, 21 years old. Is that right? They would, children become adult now at 17 or 18, something like that. I know you can't buy booze, but you can have an abortion. So at 17, so you know, whatever, and. So they have no doubt surveyed a lot of people that never studied American history, although they went to a public school and they took a course in American history. They can tell you all about Elvis Presley, but know nothing about George Washington. So, you know, you don't doubt these things. I would assume that that survey is probably correct. But anyhow, for whatever it's worth, Bush and Bill Clinton are above George Washington. Now, again, for whatever it's worth, I was a little late getting in this morning, Jeff. I don't know if you noticed that or not. I was here before 8, but barely, and I usually get in here shortly after 7. And the reason was I was watching our president over in Brussels, Belgium, making a speech this morning. I asked the news staff out here about it, and they didn't even know he was doing this. But it was on Fox News. And he was telling about, and I stayed and listened to that part of it, about how we are now going to support a Palestinian state, and you and I are going to pay for it. We're going to send our dollars, which seem to be worth less and less and less every day. I was in a ranch home just the other day, and the fellow said, let's see what the dollar's doing. He flipped on his computer, went right to the the portion of the, you know, the economic part of this thing, and he said, well, the dollar's down, silver went up. He said, and this guy hedges his silver against the dollar because he said, I've got a lot of dollars borrowed, and he said, I want to see what they're doing. You know, the more they go down, the more I'm going to have to borrow. So he hedges it against the silver, and silver had gone up. But now here, Bush is telling us that we're going to, you and I are going to pay for a Palestinian state. And how great this is all going to be. And he has never read that when they say peace, peace, there shall be no peace. But anyway, I was amazed. Now I'm going back to Sturgis. I was amazed at this Bull Day thing. How many people were there and how many people I visited on the street with the bulls for a while, and it got a little cool, and I went on inside, but I spent, from the time I got off of the air, and see, there's an hour difference there in the time zone changes about two-thirds of the way across South Dakota. And so, well, you gain an hour one way, lose it the other. But anyway, so I visited from 9 o'clock, from 10 o'clock their time, until I went on the air. I went on the program. I spoke about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I visited constantly with people during that period of time. And they just we sat at a table, and people would come and go, and we would talk, and they would show me things. When we come back, I want to show you some of the things that they showed me. Because listen, these ranchers, these landowners know what is happening. They know what's happening. And they're trying to do something about it. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS
or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned. Now, I was telling you about the Bull Day there in Sturgis yesterday, or last Friday, and how many ranchers. I can't remember if they said that that auditorium held 400 people or 500 people, but either way, it was practically full. I mean, you didn't have to stand, but nevertheless, you had to look around to find a place to sit, the latecomers I'm talking about. It was practically full, a beautiful auditorium there in the community building, community center. And as I stated, I've visited all day long with different ranchers, and practically everyone there was a rancher. And how well-read and how educated these people are. Now, I have visited, you know, with a lot of people out in the rural areas, and just like those meetings that we've gone to with Ray Cuneo and some of the folks in southern Missouri about what they're doing on these watershed programs. And, you know, the people don't seem to care until it hits them. But these ranchers really, really, really know what's going on. And one fellow, and they brought me several documents, things that one fellow said, I'll give you this if you'll promise to return it. I said, don't give it to me, because if you could see my desk, you know why I don't get things done. I mean, but we looked at it. Then another fellow gave me this. It is a copy. It's a copy of a government document. And it has to do with a water program, a watershed program, right out there in that Sturgis, western area of South Dakota. I'll get straightened out here in a moment. And it is titled Draft Conceptual Restoration Plan for Whitewood Creek and the Belfouche and Cheyenne River watersheds in South Dakota. Now, I've talked to other groups within the last 6 months, and I said, do you have these watershed programs in your area? No, they don't. I said, I'll bet you do, and you don't know it. Well, we'd know it, wouldn't we? No, you wouldn't know it. You would not know it, because in many instances, you have to really be on the ball to find out. They don't advertise these things. Now, this, and as we have discussed time and time again, oh, these are local people. These people here want this program, and that's why we're here to help. Now, you're not supposed to get a hold of these plans. But this gentleman had done some research, he called the right people, and he got, and it's a 101-page brochure. In the back of the brochure, it names, and I'm looking here, it goes from page 90, 95, Appendix 4, scoping list. All these people that are in favor of this program, and it goes from 94 to 101, and they're typewritten in there, double column of them. And this fella said, you know, he says, I spent days calling these folks, calling them, looking up their phone numbers and calling them, and he says not a one of them knew what we were talking about. They've just taken these people, they've just picked them out of the phone book, apparently, and put their names in here. For example, Mike Mueller, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Monzula, Montana. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Have returned. Now, I make mistakes, so let me apologize before I go any further. I mentioned that this brochure, 101 pages of it, and it goes from 94 to 101 of people who are backing this watershed project there. It's a draft conceptual restoration plan for Whitewood Creek and the Belle Fourche and Cheyenne River watershed in South Dakota. I said that they have all of these people here that favor this thing. And then I've said this gentleman told me that he spent a lot of time going through here and calling these people, and they said they didn't even know about it. And I mentioned someone with the Elk Foundation. That was incorrect. That was incorrect. Now, he said most of the people that he called were county commissioners. Here's the Lawrence County Commission chairman, the Meade County Commission chairman, Butte County Commission chairman, Custer County Commission, Fall River County Commissioners, Shannon County Commissioners, and there's another half a dozen or so on another page. He said those commissioners are the ones that told him they didn't know anything about it. So they don't want you to get this kind of information. Now, let me tell you, and as I said, they'll tell you this information comes from the ground up. This is a grassroots thing. I mean, these people really want this. All right? The people that really want this are here's Natural Resource Conservation Service, got names and addresses, USDA Forest Service District Ranger. He's in favor of this. The forest supervisor of the Black Hill National Forest. So some of those people are in favor of this thing. But it is not coming from the locals, because here is a draft conceptual restoration plan right here on the front page of it by this long-legged stork is prepared by South Dakota Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. That's who prepared all this. South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Does that sound like it's local? United States Department of Interior, Fish and Wildlife Service. United States Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management. United States Department of Interior, Bureau of Reclamation. That's grassroots. Draft plan, September the 29th, 2004. So this is something that just sprung up here in the last 6 months or so. Now, I have not had time to go through the entire thing. The gentleman marked a few things for me that is of interest. And like I said, I just glanced at it. But sustainable benefits. Replaced or enhanced trust resources and services in perpetuity when possible. He said, and he had circled the all of the times in here that this thing uses the word perpetuity. But we all know what perpetuity means. And let me see. I remember. I think I marked something on page 48 of this thing. Well, there's 48. Okay, let's go to 49. Here's what this draft plan, this draft conceptual restoration plan, wants to do. It wants to acquire. This alternative would provide replacement through acquisition and or perpetual easements of riparian wetland trust resources similar to those that were injured with the least amount of money expended per resource unit. But did you get that? Acquisition and or perpetual easements. Perpetual, that's perpetuity, that means forever and ever and ever and ever. They want to turn all this over to the these different organizations, Game, Fish, and Parks, Natural Resources, Wildlife Service, Bureau of Land Management, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. News this morning had some more information on some more bills that are in Congress. Three key conservation bills sailed through the Senate Energy and Natural Resource Committee Wednesday. Now move to the Senate floor for a vote. They sailed through these committees. And you see, the senators don't read these letters. Congress did not read the bills. They say, oh, it passed through the committee. The committee read it. Yeah, the committee did not read it. And that's why we've made the comment time and time and time again. You have to stay on top of this. It's almost impossible to do, as we've discussed in the last few months, how these bills get passed and nobody knows what's in them. Now, here's one. These are three key conservation bills we're talking about in Washington, D.C. One measure will protect the longest stretch of undeveloped coastline in the lower 48 states. Going to protect it. Protect it from what? From being developed. Another will preserve the mountains and valleys of Washington's wild sky. Did you know there was mountains and valleys up in the sky in the state of Washington? And the third will create the nation's first tropical rainforest wilderness. Did you know that we had rainforest here in the U.S. of A.? Well, not in the continental U.S. of A., but this one's going to be part of the Wilderness Act. It's I hear music. Let me take a break. We'll be right back, bring you up to date on how much more land we're going to lose, how much more of our rights we're going to lose, mainly because Congress doesn't give a rooty-doot. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
These days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. The New York Times report, this is going to be the year the world learns to live with a cheaper dollar. Well, what will that mean for your stocks, bonds, real estate, and gold? Well, if you want to win the game, you've got to know the score. And believe me, my friends at Swiss America know the score when it comes to investing. Since 2000, their clients, like myself, have enjoyed great asset protection, privacy, and as much as 230% growth by owning quality U.S. gold and silver coins. See how your portfolio stacks up in Swiss America's brand new investment scorecard. You can do that free by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Remember, to win the game, you've got to know the score. So get the scorecard today. That includes 2005 projections like a shrinking dollar. Please get it, read it, and take action now. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN.
This is Mary Lou Retton. Lifeline Communications now gives you two ways to save money on your long-distance bill. You can choose either Lifeline low-rate long-distance or Lifeline's unlimited long-distance. With Lifeline low-rate long-distance, you get Lifeline's lowest rate ever, 6.9 cents per minute. That's lower than AT&T, MCI, or Sprint. There's no monthly fee, and you're billed in six-second increments. Then there's Lifeline Unlimited. With Lifeline Unlimited, you can make as many long-distance calls as you want. Lifeline Unlimited also replaces your local phone company, and you also get 10 of your favorite calling features, like caller ID and call waiting. But the best part about Lifeline Unlimited is that it costs as little as $49.95 a month. And don't forget that a portion of your payments to Lifeline will be donated to any Christian organization of your choice.
Call 1-800-311-2648. Taxes, fees, and surcharges not included. Terms and conditions apply. Zetel is the telecommunications provider of Lifeline Unlimited.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, rehab is for quitters, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. Talking about these three wilderness bills that have cleared the Senate committee. And once a bill clears a committee, usually that's it. I mean, they sail right on through because the rest of the senators, well, if there was anything bad in that bill, don't you think our committee members wouldn't know about it and they wouldn't let it happen? Yeah. Okay. Now, these are three conservation bills, wilderness bills, and high praise goes to the bill sponsors who have shown their commitment to enacting measures to ensure some of America's most special wild places will stay wild and beautiful for those to come after us. Of course, those that come after us are not going to be allowed on the land. They're going to say road closed. They're going to say authorized vehicles only. Unauthorized vehicles will be towed away, and they have mace and high-powered rifles and 12-gauge shotguns to back all that up. All right, now, here's the sponsors. The Northern California Coastal Wild Heritage Wilderness Act, introduced by California Democratic Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein. It'll protect more than 300,000 acres and 21 miles of river in the northwest part of California. Now, you know old Boxer and Feinstein know lots about land and land use. Okay, let's move on. The Wild Sky Wilderness Act, introduced by Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell. It's going to conserve 106,000 acres of scenic wild lands in the northern Cascade Mountain Range. And remember I said I didn't know we had rainforest in America? Well, in the United States, they're not in the continental. We have to go all the way over to Puerto Rico to get this Caribbean National Forest Act. It's going to the El Toro Wilderness. Isn't that a bull? Isn't El Toro, isn't he the bull? I think that's right. The wilderness. And that's 10,000 acres of tropical rainforest wilderness in Puerto Rico's Caribbean. You know, I always thought it was Caribbean. Now it's Caribbean. See, we changed things. And you'd never guess who sponsored that bill or who introduced it. She's from New York, and she's a Democratic senator, and her first name is Hillary. So these bills, you can betcha, they will become... Now, surely Bush won't sign these things. Want to bet? No, we can't take bets on the air, can we? That's illegal. There's some way to do that, but I don't know how. So we won't take bets. But you watch. You watch George W. You will sign those dumb bills. Here's another thing that another one of my friends there in South Dakota gave me. He had this for me. It's Farm Bill 2002. What's in it for you? Soil, water, wildlife. Conserving, improving, and management for wildlife. Croplands, water quality, and some of the things, I just circled some of the things that we can do with these farm programs. Grassland conservation buffers, shelter belts. Know what a shelter belt is? Efficient water management, riparian buffers, forested riparian buffers, livestock exclusion. Look up exclusion. What does that mean, Jeff? You've got your dictionary right there. Doesn't that mean that, hey, we're going to get rid of them? Livestock exclusion. Stream bank protection. Well, you don't need stream bank protection when you exclude the livestock. Yeah, what'd you find out?
Exactly what you said it means.
Read me the definition.
The act or practice of excluding. To be excluded.
But it's still using the same word.
Well, yeah, but...
It means to get rid of.
Shut out, yeah, to remove.
Okay.
Part of a bond.
Don't want any livestock out there.
It's kind of like defining the color black with saying it's black.
Is that the way you define the color?
Yeah.
How do you know it's black? How do you know that when you see black, you see the same thing that I see?
Here we go. Hey, I hear the phone ringing. Excuse me.
Anyway, prescribed grazing, prescribed burning, wetland restoration, controlling invasive plants. And by the way, that thing is coming up big again, this invasive species thing. And when they get an Invasive Species Act, people, it's going to make the Endangered Species Act look like a Sunday school picnic, because this invasive species thing takes in everything. I mean, there's very little that we use here in this country that was here when Columbus discovered America. So, anyhow, that's the way it is. Now, one rancher told me, he said he received, I believe it was $2,000 or $2,500 bill for taxes that he supposedly owed the government. And he said this was not from the IRS, but from a private collection agency. I said, I can't believe that. Well, he said, I can show it to you. He said it's there. He said this thing came, and he said I went to my accountant, and I said I'm just going to pay him, get him off my back. And he said, for gosh sakes, no, don't pay that. He said, if you pay that $2,000, they're going to come back and want $20,000. You don't ever pay them. He said, you know you don't owe it. He said, well, he said, I'm busy. It's worth $2,000 not to mess with it. And he said, my accountant said, don't you dare pay. He said, you haven't written the check, have you? And he said, no. He said, well, for goodness sakes, don't do that. And see, we've talked about this before. Don't ever, ever, ever pay these things without having your hearing, because 9 times out of 10, these people just go out and try to see how much money they can get you to pay. And we've discussed this. The average $2,000 is a little bit more, but they've looked at his figures and they know he deals in a lot of livestock and handles a lot of money. So, you know, $2,000, he might pay that. And of course, then they get a percentage for collecting it. Now, like I said, he had never heard of a private collecting agency working for the IRS. Would you believe that here we have a private collecting agency working for the IRS? The IRS has budgeted $10.2 billion annually for collection efforts. Accounts of heavily armed IRS goon squads falsely targeting innocent U.S. businessmen in the late 1990s forced the agency to scale back its efforts. However, since then, enforcement actions have risen dramatically. A new measure was passed by Congress this past December. Just this last December, here we are, it's just been, 90 days ago. It was buried in the appropriations bill. Here's another one of those situations where they hide this stuff. I don't remember how many thousand pages were in the appropriations bill, but remember, nobody read the blasted thing. Here's what it does. It allows the IRS to hire private debt collection firms to target people suspected of failing to pay their income tax, and these collection firms get to keep 25% of the money. Now, the fellow that I talked to, he'd done a little research on it. He said they get half for collecting. The story I have here, and it comes from IRS Overtaxed, www.americanfreepress.net, says they get 25% of the money. But we know it exists because I talked to the fellow that got one, and he'd never heard of it before, and I had never heard of it before. Okay? The IRS cannot collect hundreds of billions of dollars in income taxes, and that number is growing. In other words, they're not set up to do it. We have a lot of tax protesters out there, people. Some people can't pay the taxes, and others are saying, by gosh, show me the rules, show me the law, because it doesn't exist. And it's causing a problem for the IRS. So they've hired these private debt collection firms to go out and collect taxes for them. Anyhow, the Internet, anti-government news organizations, and dwindling law enforcement resources are all factors in the spread of the tax denial movement. Now, this is an article that came out in the New York Times. Reporter David Clay Johnson wrote the article, syndicated in multiple newspapers across the country. So apparently, and we know it's right because, as I said, we've talked to a fellow that had already received one. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays,
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com, OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
And we have returned to talking about the IRS. If you remember back some weeks ago, it's been a little while, I mentioned about the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that the IRS has no authority to confiscate property or make arrest without a court order. Well, I can't believe these things take place like they do. But Senator Terry Smith of Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Senator Sharon Trusty, T-R-U-S-T-Y, untrusty, I would say, of Russellville, Arkansas, have introduced Senate Bill 71 to the Arkansas State Senate. Now, this article's a little bit difficult to read and comprehend, so I don't know whether the thing is actually passed or not. But here's what these bills would do. It's an act to authorize certified law enforcement officers of the United States Fish and Wildlife Service and the USDA's Forest Service to make arrests in violations of laws of this state, the state of Arkansas. Now, you know, the Constitution does not make any provisions for any kind of federal law enforcement people. And here the state of Arkansas wants these dudes to come in. Federal agents would be allowed to arrest within the state with or without a warrant for violations of the United States Code or offenders of the laws of Arkansas. And here they name them. FBI, Secret Service, Immigration Naturalization, Patrol officers, Marshal Service deputies, Drug Enforcement Administrations, Postal Inspectors, Customs Service Inspectors, General Service Administration Agents, Department of Agriculture Agencies, BATF Special Agencies, IRS Special Agencies. They want these people to come to Arkansas and make arrests? What's the matter with these folks? IRS special agents and inspectors, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, certified law enforcement officers, Department of Interior law enforcement officers, National Park Service certified law officers, members of the federal, state, county, municipal, and prosecuting attorneys drug task force, Forest Service certified law enforcement officers. Now, friends, the Constitution of the United States makes no provision whatsoever for any kind of a federal law enforcement officer. All these BATF, FBI people, CIA people, when they are in effect patrolling, and it goes on back to the Forest Service or the BLM, when they are patrolling American citizens, U.S. citizens, they are doing an unconstitutional act, and they know it. Now, maybe the guy out there with the badge doesn't know it, but his higher-ups know it. Anyway, sheriffs and constables are the only constitutional law enforcement officers in any state. But if this thing passes in Arkansas, hey, it's going to be a federal police state down there. No doubt about it. Let's take a break.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. And we have returned. If you remember, it's been a few days ago, it's been this month for sure, that we had a couple of individuals that were with the Philly Five on the air here with us. And I mentioned this Friday from Sturgis, but let me again say that all charges have been dropped against those poor Christians who were arrested in October. What they did, they were just quoting the Bible, and they were at a pro-homosexual event in Philadelphia. They were arrested under the hate crimes law because it is now a hate crime to read scripture out loud on a public street. That's what it amounts to. Anyhow, the judge said no. The judge said her name was Pamela Demby. She dismissed all charges, ruling that peaceful expressive activities like those of the Christian demonstrators are fully protected by the First Amendment. She also stated that prosecutors were unable to make even a minimal showing of any criminal conduct. Attorney Steve Campton said our federal lawsuit against the city for what we believe to be an intentional effort to suppress the First Amendment rights, and we're going to sue the city, calling for the Department of Justice to investigate corruption and profound abuse of power by city officials. If you remember, and I don't have the other story here with me at the time, but they called them the Pink Angels, a group of these homosexuals. They're the ones that gathered around and shouted and screamed and didn't want these people to read the scriptures. And they did not get arrested at all. It was the Bible readers that were arrested. Said, we intend to ask hard questions and vigorously pursue discovery to figure out exactly why these charges were ever levied in the first place. These people were targeted, meaning the Philadelphia 11 Christians were targeted simply because of their message. One of hope through a relationship with Jesus Christ for those wishing to leave the homosexual lifestyle. Under any other circumstance, with any other speakers on the public streets, the case never would have been filed, much less gotten to this stage. So anyhow, the defendants spent 21 hours in jail. One lady spent 10 days in jail and faced a very real threat of losing 47 years of their lives for doing nothing but sharing the truth on the public sidewalk in Philadelphia. The attorney says there has been grave injustice vested upon them, and we intend to vindicate those rights in federal court. So what they're going to do is they're going to take the city of Philadelphia to court, and they're going to sue in that situation. Changing the subject completely now, but we have discussed many times what a high percentage of our food is not produced in the United States. And if you remember, this past year is the first year ever that our agricultural imports exceeded our agricultural exports. Back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, you know, that's one thing that kept our balance of payments sort of in line. But then we started getting involved and letting these multinational corporations get involved in our food supply. And I see now where the Bush administration plans to displace American products with foreign foods in the National Food Aid Program. The agency plans to use $300 million worth of foreign products to administer the $1.2 billion International Food Program. For the first time in 50 years, as I mentioned earlier, the United States will import more agricultural products than it exports, I'd say, in the first time in the history of this nation. I don't know why they go back 50 years. Maybe that's as far as they have the information, but you know we've always fed ourselves quite well. And one of these days, we'll be as dependent upon foreign food as we are foreign oil. And our own government is doing everything possible to see that that's happening. And I'm Derry Brownfield reporting, and I don't have time to close the show as we normally do. And I will just turn the show over to our Happy Trails people.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.